And now our feature presentation.
And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of imaginary friends, it's the most random show on the internet. It's the Buzzkill Live! We're like that dude who keeps sleeping on the couch and half-baked. We are not going away anytime soon. And trust me, we're also not a stone. We're a great house guest. Okay, probably not so much.
No. I'll eat everything in your refrigerator, including your Twix ice cream.
You son of a bitch. All right.
Yes.
Well, you just had to rub that wound. You just had to put salt in that open wound,
well,
didn't you?
It's simple. I mean, every time I talk about Twix ice cream, you just get all upset about everything.
Next thing you're going to do is be like, do you remember when Matt Smith turned into Peter Capaldi? And I'm going to go sit in the corner and fucking cry. The feels, people. The feels. Welcome to the Buzzkill.
Wait. Do you remember when Matt Smith turned into Peter Capaldi?
Welcome to the Buzzkill Lives second episode preview of Fan Expo Dallas number dose. All right. So this episode is pretty much, we're just throwing a bunch of shit together to get this out of the way because all the topics we have today could not fit one show.
That's right.
That's pretty much, today is the hodgepodge show.
Yep.
Of Comic-Con. But we have a lot to talk about. We're playing What Time Is It Game Time? Who? We're even going to involve you, the fans. Stay tuned for that a little bit later in the show. This weekend, Fan Expo Dallas in Dallas, Texas. We are going to be bringing you a show every day and for the next couple of days. Tonight is this one, as you're listening. Tomorrow is the Shiny Mr. Tight Pants Show. Shiny Tight Pants Show, which is devoted to Alta Firefly. And Friday, from Dallas, Texas, that's right, we are going to be doing a show exclusively in Dallas, Texas, and you know where we're going to be doing it on.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing it on the back of a bull while eating Whataburger while wearing 10-gallon hats.
I'm still trying to figure out how we're going to do that. And where are we going to get 10-gallon hats anyway?
Not that hard. You could probably just walk out to any gift shop and get 10-gallon hats in Texas. It's,
you know what?
Texas.
You got a point there.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I'm probably going to buy one.
That's damn right I am. I'm going to buy a steampunk 10-gallon hat. So what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen. That's cool.
All right. So back to Fan Expo Dallas going on. Dallas Convention Center, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $89 gets you in all 3 days. If you order now, visit fanexpodallas.com. You can also go to the window and pick up a ticket, $25 on Friday, $50 Saturday, $40 Sunday, and meet some awesome celebrities, buy some really cool nerd stuff, and nerd out with a bunch of people like us. That is what it's going to be all about all weekend long. It is going to be an amazing experience. Also, buy tickets to the Saturday Night Shindig at the world-famous Gillies that was featured in Urban Cowboy. Seriously, they should hire me to do these ads. All right. Today's show, dear God, today's show, kids, today's show. Today's show is going to be full of what the hells. First off, we're going to be talking about the monster who destroys the city of Tokyo every fucking day of the week. He is...
Godzilla.
That's right, Gorilla.
No, Godzilla. God.
I cannot pronounce it. Look, I cannot pronounce it in Japanese. It's the same equivalent for me trying to eat with chopsticks. It ain't ever going to happen.
Godzilla. Here, say it with me.
Gorilla.
No, Zira. Really? Oh, forget it. You're useless.
Right. Seriously, me trying to use chopsticks is like watching Chris Knight try to ride a bicycle.
Seriously, folks, you can watch him eat with chopsticks and finish a bucket of popcorn, like one of the big buckets, before he ever gets one piece of food in his mouth.
Let me tell you
something.
It's great. You could figure out quantum physics before I could figure out how to work a pair of chopsticks. I don't know what it is about it. I just cannot work a pair of chopsticks. We're also going to be talking about the four men who bust Ghost in the Ecto-1. Yes, we're going to be talking about the movies from the 1980s that were so awesome and cult classic. We're going to be talking to the Ghostbusters movies. And then...
Ghostbusters
movies.
I don't know anything about that.
Shenanigans!
I know.
Says the guy who just is like, I'm going to go get the Ghostbusters movies and we're going to watch both of them because Ernie Hudson will be at Comic-Con in Dallas. May 29th, 30th, and 31st.
I am excited to meet Ernie Hudson.
I'm excited,
actually,
too.
I think he's going to be
awesome.
There's
so many things I want to ask Ernie Hudson.
I know.
And it's only it's because of Ghostbusters and The Crow.
Oh, I know.
If,
I know.
Anybody, if you haven't seen The Crow, my God, go see The Crow. We'll talk about that, too, a little bit later.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. And then there are two animated series that we're going to discuss as well. Tara Strong, the voice of Timmy Turner from The Fairly Odd Parents, but that's not the show that we're going to talk about today. We are going to talk about Twilight Sparkle and My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Great show.
Oh, my God.
It's an awesome show.
Let me tell you how great that show is. That show got me through my freaking divorce. And you think I'm kidding about that, kids? Nope. That show changed my life. And we'll talk about the first time we ever watched My Little Pony. And I can tell you the first time Chris ever watched My Little Pony, because I was here for it.
That's right. My little pony, my little pony. Wow. That show's
amazing. That's
so good.
So
good.
That's so amazing, too, compared to...
I'm dancing. Hold on.
All right. So we got one more. We're going to talk about Tom Kenny. He does the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants in the SpongeBob SquarePants cartoon. We're not talking about SpongeBob.
We're not? Who are we talking about?
I have changed my mind.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the Tom Kenny cartoon, but it's not SpongeBob SquarePants.
Well, then what is it?
I will get to that. He was also the voice of Dog and Cat Dog.
That's cool.
Right.
That's awesome.
But we're not talking about Cat Dog.
So who are we talking about? Whoa. Can I guess? Can I make a guess?
You can take a guess.
Let me guess.
He can take a guess.
And if I'm wrong, you can kick me in the nuts.
All right.
You. That's right, folks. You heard it on the air.
And we'll do it on the show.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Who is that?
Modern Life. I knew it.
That is right. He was the voice of Heifer.
Yes. One of my favorite characters. I loved Rocco's Modern Life.
So instead of SpongeBob SquarePants, we're going to talk about Rocco's Modern Life.
Brilliant.
Oh, how great is this going to be, guys? We are going... What do you want to dive into first? Because we have a plethora of crap
man,
to talk about.
I'm all for Rocco's, man.
Do we want to start with Rocco's Modern Life?
Because that's like one of the most iconic cartoons ever.
Oh my God! It got away with so much. Let me paint the plot line for Rocco. Rocco worked at a lot of comics.
Oh, that's right.
And got fired, and then ended up working at kind of a lot of comics. If you couldn't think the aspect of today's everyday nerd, it's Rocco. It is Rocco. Rocco's best friend was a cow named Heifer who was raised by wolves.
Which is just funny.
His other best friend is named Filbert, who I believe...
He was a Debbie Downer tortoise is basically what he was.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, that's what he was. And he worked at a kind of a lot of comics. That's where they met.
He did not work at kind of a lot of comics. He was a patron of a lot of comics.
All right.
Now I'm going to look up Filbert's job. No, he was in the very first episode, Filbert Turtle.
I could have sworn that
nope.
was it.
Filbert Turtle is buying a comic book.
Okay, that's right.
He's looking at Rocco, and he goes, "You know what I like about comic books? There's one bad thing about it. You have to turn a page, wash your hands.
Turn a page, wash your hands.
Turn a page again, wash your hands again.
Yep.
Yep. There we go. That's all right. Filbert Turtle from Rocco's Modern Life. Yes.
That show was so much fun.
Oh my God, it's so good.
And, you know, the thing about it is I didn't get into Rocco's Modern Life until it was on Netflix.
Oh, that's sad. I watched it as it ran.
And after I started really watching it, I began to wish that I had seen it on,
yeah,
seen
no
it on
joke.
TV when it was started. And I, you know,
Filbert's job, by the way, was a supermarket cashier and a clerk.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I was getting mixed up.
But he does not work at kind of a lot of comics.
Okay, I got it mixed up. Sorry, guys.
And I do believe, what was the superhero's name in, it is, Crimson Chin is,
yep.
No, Crimson Chin is Fairly Odd Parents. Oh, what was his?
Was there a superhero?
Yeah, because you could look into his nipples of justice.
Oh God!
Yeah, it was the famous. It was a super. To the Google, it was a Superman type character, who.
Now, one thing about that show that a lot of people talk about probably, is the restaurant establishment that they would.
Oh my God! The famous restaurant that I don't believe anyone ever picked up as a kid because it was just so ahead of its time. Yes, the name of the restaurant was the Chokey Chicken. Oh my God.
You know, I have to admit, when I started watching that show and then that restaurant popped up, it took me a little bit. It took me a bit just to realize, like, okay.
So fantastic.
Oh, my God. Did they really just say that?
I could not believe they did that.
Oh, it was great. And, of course, Peaches.
Oh, I was getting to that. I'm still trying to figure out who the hell his name was. It is going to kill me, the superhero from Rocko's Modern Life. We'll get to Peaches in a minute because it's driving me nuts. Oh, there's the big heads, the neighbors.
Right.
We'll do the bigger characters. What the hell? There's the lizard. There's the Chameleon Brothers. What the fuck's the name of the superhero?
Wasn't it the B-52s that did the
The intro song?
Intro. Yeah. Yeah.
Rocko's Modern Life. Rocko's Modern Life.
Yep.
Spunky. Spunky. God. There's so many episodes of that show I still remember.
Really
how about
good.
This one? The Spring Cleaning one, which was a musical?
Yes. Yes. I remember
spring
that one.
Spring Cleaning. Spring Cleaning. It was a terrible episode.
I remember that one.
Oh, let's just gotta talk about Peaches. Talk about Peaches, because I gotta find this.
Peaches. Another name for the devil.
Oh my God. I am the Lord of the Underworld. Oh, really, really big man. That's the name of the super.
Really
big man with his nipples of justice. Okay, so back to this. I am the Lord of the Underworld. I'm the Dark Satan of Souls. My name is Peaches. Funniest fucking name.
It really was.
Peaches also was the host on the Wheel of Fortune game show. Also on the show. Yes.
God, I didn't know that.
Oh God. You
know, so the question is though, Peaches ended up in another cartoon, Cow and Chicken.
I don't think Peaches was in Cow and Chicken.
He was.
Yeah. I'm gonna debate that
because Cal was always mowing his lawn. I believe he was.
Because that's, I don't think that is part of the lore of that era. I don't think it is.
Okay. I just remembered that maybe there was
Peaches has cow udders.
Okay. I remember seeing the
and it never called it hell, it was heck.
Heck, yeah.
Welcome to heck.
Was I just remembered? I remember, and maybe it was Heifer that was actually mowing his lawn. Something I just remembered that seeing an episode somewhere where
it was Heifer because okay. They. I mean the. By the way, the sign to heck is "Welcome to Heck, a friendly community." I want to point that out. Ah, Rocko's Modern Life, kids. Rocko's. The name of the restaurant, by the way, was the Chokey Chicken, and in France they go to Paris, and it was called the Lay Chokey Chicken. Oh my God, I love that show. The Big Heads episode, which was really creepy. Oh, and then the one where Rocko goes to the beach and he ends up getting he ends up in that woman's boobs. Like the entire episode. Yeah, he just keeps ending up flying and something happens every time and he ends up in this woman's breast.
That's great.
And the woman looks at Rocko every time without any problems and just goes, "How dare you?" Every freaking time.
I remember that episode.
Oh my God.
I remember that episode.
Yes, the Peaches episode. Peaches was in quite a few.
Yeah, he made a lot of guest appearances at that point. He was awesome though. He was awesome.
The episode, the first time Peaches appeared in Rocko's Modern Life is To Heck and Back.
To Heck and Back?
To Heck and Back.
That's awesome.
Because I do believe in the episode, Heifer chokes on a leg from the Chokey Chicken.
Chicken, yeah.
And goes to heck.
Wait, there was an episode.
We meet Peaches and milk comes out of his head.
What was the episode where they were kind of, and I use this loosely, where they were held hostage in Rocko's house? Something was going on. It was like dark.
Oh,
Rocko,
yeah, I know. That's
Heifer,
what you're talking about.
And Philbert were in his
yeah,
house,
and they
and
were
something
in,
was going on.
And they were just watching stuff the entire time.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it was a hurricane.
I think they scared themselves is what basically
I think
happened.
It was a hurricane, and that's how that happened.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Oh, my God. So many great episodes of Rocko's Modern Life. Tom Kenny. You know what? Now that I realize that he is the voice of Heifer.
Yeah.
I may have to meet Tom Kenny more so now. Can I get? I don't even care about SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, and I like SpongeBob.
Oh yeah, SpongeBob's fun.
I'll just say one episode of SpongeBob that stands out over every one of them is the episode where they substitute the "Auga" for cursing. Fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From season one or two or anything with Mermaid Band and Barnacle Boy, but we talked about that last night. Let's move on to number two on our list of random shit that we have to talk about. When was the first time you saw My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic?
We watched it after everything. We watched it. I watched the
first episode. I introduced Chris to My Little Pony. Friendship is Magic.
On the right, I mean, immediately after his divorce. I mean, it
like,
was
no,
like,
I mean, it wasn't, the divorce wasn't even finalized. No, it was the separation period.
It was the separation period, right. He comes over. We're talking.
I'm depressed like a
He's
motherfucker.
Depressed like crazy. He said, you know what? I'll really raise my spirits. And
I want to watch My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. And I'm thinking to myself, My Little Pony? Really? My Little Pony, seriously? So, yeah, and next thing I know, we're watching it, and I'm just absolutely in love with this.
Next thing
series.
I know.
I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to binge watch this.
And we
I
did.
I feel I'm going to binge watch
I
this.
I think we ended up watching every episode on Netflix at that exact time.
And
yes.
We sure did. We sure did.
And that moment on, well, I mean, I was a brony before that. I'll just go ahead and say I was a brony before.
Yeah, you know, the great story about, the great thing about My Little Pony is.
The new one.
This new one, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, the new one. The one thing that I love about it is how much there's so much comedy, but it's good and wholesome, and it really is a great show.
It's
kind of
a throwback to the old cartoons of the day.
It really is.
And I mean, there's a lot of questions with characters, and I think we've made jokes, and we have made jokes, and we'll continue to make jokes because I still think Applejack makes moonshine. I mean, one of the biggest questions is Rainbow Dash a lesbian? Always one of the biggest questions with that show, but I mean, who cares?
Who the hell cares? Listen, people, I'm a 42-year-old male, and I am not afraid to say this. I love My Little Pony, and what I love about this show is that this show appeals to every walk of life. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
Oh, I am so happy that I discovered the show, and
it's
a fun show. I mean, there are really worse shows on television. Look, I'm just going to say this now. If someone offered me a chance to sit down and watch an episode of, say, if I had a choice to sit down and watch an episode of Game of Thrones or My Little Pony, I'm choosing My Little Pony.
Without a doubt. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Without any sort of question at all, I am choosing My Little Pony.
I can see that.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I can see that.
I don't even know what the hell that was. all right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move on from My Little Pony. We'll talk more pony. Like, I promise you.
Yeah,
there's
we'll
going to be
back.
More. There's going to be more pony. More pony. All right. When was the first time? Okay, Ghostbusters. Let's talk some Ghostbusters.
I definitely talk Ghostbusters.
Yes. Go ahead.
First time I ever saw Ghostbusters?
First time you ever saw Ghostbusters.
I saw it in the movie theater when it first opened. The first day it opened.
Oh, wow.
Yes, guys, movie was epic. I mean, I it was just unbelievable. The four cast members were wonderful. We're talking, you know, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray.
I cannot think of Igor's name right now.
Egon's
real name.
Yeah, which is
Harold
really
Ramis.
Harold Ramis and
Ernie Hudson,
Sigourney Weaver, and Tim.
Wait, are you sure that's Tim? Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. God,
are you
I'm
sure
sorry,
that's Sigourney Weaver?
It is Sigourney Weaver. Trust me. You look it up on IMDb.
I thought it was.
No, it's not her.
Susan Sarandon.
It's not Susan Sarandon.
It's Susan Sarandon.
It's not Susan Sarandon. This is an argument we've been having for quite some time.
Sigourney Weaver.
I show him the movies and he's still like, Susan Sarandon? I'm like,
it's Susan Sarandon.
No. But I can't lie. I got DJ Qualls mixed up with Rick Moranis. So anyway,
that was fucking fantastic is what that was.
Let's be honest about Ghostbusters. It's a very imaginative film. It is a lot of fun to watch. And Ecto-1 is just
maybe
badass.
One of the coolest cars of all time.
And not to mention when
which you can see this weekend at Fan Expo Dallas.
And not to mention probably one of the coolest sets ever, because that firehouse was probably one of the neatest things in the world next to the 66 Batcave. I'm sorry. I'm throwing it out there.
We talked enough about Batman yesterday.
I know, and we're done. I'm not going to talk about it again, but I'm just saying one of my two favorite sets.
The firehouse.
It's the firehouse and the 66 bats bat cave. I mean, it's just a great movie.
My favorite character is a secondary character in that movie. I fell in love with Janine.
I fell in love with Janine.
It's like, that's the type of girl I want in life. Let's make this happen. I am Rick Moranis. All right, look, if I am, I cannot think of his name now. Crap, we just had this discussion the other day.
Are you talking about the character's
name?
Yes. Tuttle. Not Tuttle.
Tuttle?
Not Tuttle. It's his last name was something like that. It was Lewis. Lewis.
We'll just said Skolnick again.
Yeah, I know. That's why I keep going back to that, too. It's like Lewis Tuttle or Lewis.
The more I keep thinking Revenge of the Nerds, the more I need to sit down and guess what? Watch Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Nerds. Revenge of the Nerds. I've had that one song stuck in my head. Lewis Tully.
Lewis Tully.
Good grief. Good grief.
And we call ourselves nerds.
Guys, look, there's so much we've had to process over the last 4 days. It's like,
no,
I've taken in so much Batman, Godzilla, Ghostbusters, and Firefly that one band can handle. My mind's about to explode of nerdom. I am going to blow nerd out of my pants, if that makes any sense to anybody.
Watch out, people. The biggest nerdgasm is coming.
Oh, trust me. When I get to shake Matt Smith's hand this weekend, that is happening, yo.
Wow.
All right, we'll talk more about that later. We'll talk about that on Friday. But my first time for I got to tell my horrible story with Ghostbusters. People, do not judge me. That's all I'm going to say with this story, because I told you the story, and you're like, oh, my God.
Me, and I've been waiting for this
all
day.
All right. So first time I watched Ghostbusters, it was on VH1. Shut up. And... it was 3 hours. Okay, so with Ghostbusters on television, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because with commercials, it's like 3 hours long.
I know.
It is fucking long. So I'm watching the movie, and I decided to record it the old way. Not on DVR like all you fancy smanchy kids have.
You're talking about using a VHS,
talking about using a VHS tape.
Wow.
Yeah, the old school way. And I'm sitting there, and I recorded it. I go ahead after it's over, and I watch it. And I'm like, this movie is fantastic. And then there's this scene where Susan Sarandon.
Sigourney Weaver.
There's this scene where Sigourney Weaver kind of gets undressed while she's on the phone.
Talking to her mother. Of all things.
And that in that moment, I'm probably 9, 10, or 11. I'm not really 100% sure. I'm in that time frame of life where anything, I can take anything in and just use it for anything at that moment, because I'm like, women are cool. boobs. God. I was going through my gangly phase. And I see that scene where she gets kidnapped by the hellhounds and sucked into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And that scene has caused a revolution in my soul since then. I don't know why, but that scene caused me to have moments that I go, huh, I didn't realize I was that much of a man yet. That's truth. That scene was so hot to me. I don't know why. And on that embarrassing note, we will be right back with Satan Japanese.
Gojira.
We'll be back with some Godzilla talk. And then, what time is it? Game time, huh? Followed by topics based on all four of them.
Scream!
And maybe some awkwardness. We'll be right back with more of the Buzzkill Lives Fan Expo Dallas Preview, numero dos. Did you know the smartest, dumbest website on the internet has its own online store? Visit www.thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com, and for just $15, yes, just $15, you too can own official Buzzkill Magazine apparel. You can tell people that you live the hug life. Maybe you want to tell them that it's 420 somewhere. Maybe you want to show people you listen to the most random show on the internet. Or show that you're a fan of the often imitated, never duplicated BuzzkillMagazine.com. Visit thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. What if I told you every smile that I think of through my face is gonna break? All right, here we go. It is time to talk about the reason I'll never move to Tokyo, Japan. It's now time to talk about the monster that destroys Tokyo every damn day of the week.
Hey,
what?
Tokyo is like his It's a stomping ground. He's just going there for vacation. Come on. Come on. Gotta get the
Is he trying to go to Wally World with his family? Because I've seen Attack on Monsters. I've seen his kid. It probably has happened. Hey, Daddy.
Oh.
Hey. Hey, yo, Adrian. Hey, Gotti. I did it. Hey, jeez.
All right. So let me ask you a question. Was when was the first time you actually watched Godzilla? Actually watched Godzilla, the original Godzilla.
You're going to hate me. Okay.
I'm not.
So, kids, don't ever try this at home, but actually I am going to go ahead and say do it, because it's not a drug. All right. The year was 2006.
Okay.
I was performing stand-up across these United States of America. Yes, these same United States of America that saw blood loss on the battles of Antietam, Gettysburg, and the blue dress versus gold dress. Yes, the same Americas. And I was in the great city of Kansas City. And on this evening...
Wait, what?
What?
Well, okay, go on.
I was traveling across the United States, and I was doing stand-up in Kansas City. I was finally back home.
Okay.
I am smoking weed with a bunch of friends. I'm doing weed with some stand-up buddies. And in that moment, we decided to watch a movie, and the movie they decided to find, for some reason someone had it, was the very first Godzilla movie. I am high as fuck at this moment. Only thing I remember from this movie is the first time they actually see Godzilla, and I bust up laughing like I had just watched a set of Louis C.K.
Oh,
I was amazing. And, yeah, that's all I remember that movie until I watched it about a week and a half ago.
Well, it's no joke. Godzilla is one of my all-time favorite genres. I love this character. I love the movies that they've done. And, you know, everything up until 98.
We don't talk about 1998. 1998 did not happen.
Right. 98. The great thing about the 98 film is that, like, a couple of movies after that, when Toho brings it home, They actually deny that Godzilla actually hit New York. But it said in that particular movie, and I can't remember which one it was, they said that New York was hit by a Zilla-like monster. Not Godzilla himself.
A Zilla-like monster. Which automatically tells me one of, like, six things.
Okay.
Number one, well, actually tells me, like, one of two things. Number one, that movie is terrible.
Yep.
Oh, God. Like, because the first thing... Okay, let me just say this now. The first thing I think of when you're going to try to save a city from a giant monster is the one thing that just could never happen in a million years is that Ferris Bueller is going to save our city. All right? Not going to happen. All right? He did it once, but it was only for Sloan. Okay. All right? Not going to happen.
Okay, and not only that, they ended up feeding the monster. They ended up feeding the monster. Now, guys, if you're Godzilla fans and you watch Godzilla movies, you know for a fact that in downtown Japan, downtown Tokyo, no one feeds this guy.
Well, that's not true. They do hit him with nuclear weapons, and they just make him mad. Like, he just absorbs it. So technically, that's feeding.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No. All right. I gotta say this.
Okay.
The other thing I hate about the other thing I actually came up with another theory with 1998, and it just happened earlier today.
This is actually a really good theory.
So we were watching Attack on Monsters. And this is where this kid dreams up this complete monster island.
Yep.
Where all the monsters are there, and one of them just happens to be Godzilla. And who does the kid befriends on this planet? Godzilla's son, yes, the Helen Keller of Zillas. I don't know what it is about this monster, but it looks like, and you guys can shoot me later, you can send me all the hate mail you want. I do not give any flying fucks at this moment. This monster is what would happen if the monster that Godzilla had sex with did cigarettes while they were in the womb. This is what would happen, all right? This kid comes out, and I don't know, it just looked like E.T. been hit with a stupid stick. I mean, it's bad. Hey, guys. It's like Barney. At least that's the voice that they gave him English-wise. I don't know what it sounded like in Japan, but it really did. It was ridiculous.
The funny thing about it is that it's, you know, the name of this character, if for us Godzilla fans, the name of that character is Minyan. Minya is his name. That's what I'm gathering. And,
it was bad, folks.
It was
ridiculously bad. Cheesy, funny in that, oh, my God, I can't believe they're actually doing that way. But, dear God, why? That's who attacked New York. Hands down, that's who did it.
So what you're saying is he got lost on his way to Tokyo.
Yes.
That happens.
I took a wrong turn in Albuquerque, Dad.
All right. Now, here's a question I have for you, Richard, because you've been talking about this all day, and it's been killing me.
You
said you have a favorite monster. Now, which one is your favorite monster out of the Godzilla movies?
All right. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Rodan.
Rodan? Why Rodan?
Why not?
Hey, he's cool.
Because, you know what? Just him and Godzilla beat the crap out of Ghidorah, which I love Ghidorah.
Yeah.
I actually have enjoyed all the monsters more than Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, hey, I like the monsters better.
Blasphemy.
I know, right? Well, it's like I love seeing two things go to battle. If I'm going to enjoy this, I might as well fucking enjoy this for the right reasons.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I want to see the city of Tokyo get destroyed by two monsters having a nice battle. I want it to be like those opening scenes in Power Rangers. I mean, if I'm going to see this, I want to see a battle of epic fucking proportions.
Let me tell you, I love
Mothra, not Larva Mothra.
No, you like Senior Mothra.
Yes,
Mothra
I don't like web-slinging Mothra. And my other reason I hate Mothra is the stupid little fucking fairies.
Well, I know what movie we're going to watch next in the Godzilla lore, and it's because of one of my favorite monsters. And you've heard me say this before, but one of my favorite monsters next to Godzilla is Ghidorah. And Ghidorah is a pollution-type monster.
Captain Planet, he's our hero.
As ridiculous as it sounds, it's actually a brilliant, brilliant monster. And it's a lot of fun to watch. You know, those of you guys who know who Ghidorah is, you know what I'm talking about, right? Some of the best fight scenes came from Godzilla versus Ghidorah.
As long as I don't have to hear the Peanuts sing anymore, I'll be the happiest man on earth.
He has a lot of.
I hate the Peanuts.
Oh, the Peanuts are awesome.
Not to be confused with the Peanuts comic strip. I love Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Linus and Pigpen. Nope.
He's talking about the
Japanese singing group from the 1950s.
Yep, that's it.
The Peanuts.
The Peanuts. Yeah,
the most annoying thing about the Godzilla movies with Mothra. All right, just gonna say it. Do not care. Terrible. Terrible. All right. So we've got some Godzilla stuff coming up in our nerd discussions. Coming up next, we're going to play What Time Is It Game Time Ho. We're not really playing, but we want to set you guys up to have some fun with us.
Yep.
At this week's Fan Expo Dallas. That's right, Fan Expo Dallas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to be doing a show live from Dallas, fucking Texas, this Friday night. All nerd debates. Yes, the biggest nerd debates in the history of nerddom. Send us your nerd debates so we can discuss it, and we will take sides. Wars versus Trek.
Yes.
That's right. That debate is going to happen this Friday night, and someone could get punched in the titty. We will be back with more of the Buzzkill Lives Fan Expo Dallas preview number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have a discussion of what would happen if Godzilla met up with the Incredible Hulk. Stick around for that. Yeah, we're crossing genres.
Yes,
we give
are.
No shits.
That's right.
We'll be right back with more of the Buzzkill Live.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
What time is it? Game time. Huh. All right. So yesterday, we played Riddler's Riddles. And you know, we thought, we should get the people who listen to this show involved just a tiny bit more. So that's why today, kids, yes, today, we're going to be playing Bingo.
Bingo?
And B-I-N-G was his name, oh.
You know, I have never played Bingo, ever.
Anyone who's playing the Chris Knight has never played that drinking game, Take a shot. All right. How the hell have you never played bingo?
Just never played bingo. Never been in the right place for it.
I can't believe no one played bingo in your elementary school.
Nope.
To this day, that's still...
We played poker, though.
Yes, that's right. They bet chocolate milk and bologna sandwiches. Holy hell.
And blackjack. But
I also want everyone listening, he's also never seen the Mighty Ducks.
It's very true. I've never seen the Mighty Ducks.
Which ever. Is really sad.
Very
in the
sad.
Grand day, so we need to remedy that soon. All right, so as we're heading into Fan Expo Dallas, one of the cool things about Comic-Cons, cosplay. So today, we want to get you guys involved at home a lot more, and that is why today we are coming up with our cosplay bingo boards for Fan Expo Dallas. Yes, what's going to happen is Chris Knight and I are going to make our own boards of cosplay bingo. The idea is to black out each board. Jump on a team. You can print off the boards on our Facebook page tomorrow, facebook.com/TheBuzzkillMagazine, or on the website, TheBuzzkillMagazine.com. So we're going to do this. We're going to do this as in a draft. Each column, as in bingo, there's a column B, a column I, a column N, a column G, and a column O. Do you get that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I get it. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So our columns are going to be Marvel, DC, Miscellaneous, Doctor Who, and Star Wars.
That's awesome.
All right. So here's the plan. We are going to flip a coin. And being that I know you're a change whore, do you have a coin in your pocket?
Actually, I have a nickel right here.
That'll work. Oh, for anybody who doesn't know, Chris Knight has to have exact change every fucking place we
go. That's not true.
That is true.
Nope, not
true
at all.
He weeps. He weeps. He looks like a Vita crying for Argentina if he does not have freaking exact change in his pocket.
That's true. I'm horrible about that. Yeah.
Heads or tails? This is for first pick in the draft. This is for Marvel characters.
Okay.
So whoever gets first pick, who doesn't get first pick this time, will get first pick in DC. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
And it is tails. You get first pick.
We're talking Marvel Universe?
Marvel Universe, sir.
Iron Man.
Chris Knight is going with said Iron Man.
Absolutely.
Guys, if you think we made a horrible decision on who we choose, send us an email. Technically, just send Chris an email at chrisknight@tbkmagazine.com. Since I'm going to do this, and since the Avengers had just hit theater, I'm going Cap. I am going to go Captain America because that's just a simple, easy, do it yourself. I'm going with America. So, all right, it's your choice.
Wait, are you saying Iron Man is not American?
No comment. Next, Emerson Braddock's going to be pissed. All right. Your second choice in the Marvel Universe.
Second choice of Marvel Universe? Well, that's easy. Let's go. I'm going to bet on. Let's go Wolverine.
See, I forget about the X-Men. I really do. Not that I dislike the X-Men. I just forget about them being Marvel because it's not in the...
Right.
Ooh, now I've got some tough ones. All right. I am going Star-Lord.
That's cool.
That's cool. You can't say that's cool. Let me give you a reason why.
Why?
Because you are competing against me. The idea here is to beat me.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to beat you like your redhead stepchild.
Aw, apologies to all redheads listening.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You want me to tell you how bad I'm going to beat you?
How bad?
I'm going to beat you as bad as the Duggar should have beat Josh. What up?
Oh, wow.
All right, so the third choice in the DC Universe.
Marvel. Yeah, there you go.
Marvel, my bad.
Yeah, he forgot his own game.
Marvel Universe.
All right, so my turn then.
Yes.
Let's see. Wow. I want to go obscure, but that would just be really wrong considering.
Ooh, that could make it easier. Oh, the idea, ladies and gentlemen, while he's thinking, is to black out the entire card.
Exactly.
Closest person that gets to a blackout wins, or the first person to get a blackout.
So.
And the winner is going to get a huge prize as they're going to get to host the next game we play after Comic-Con. Any game of their choosing. With the exception of Where's Timmy's Penis.
Yeah. All right. So we need a Marvel character. Okay. Let's see. Spider-Man.
Going for the amazing Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man can.
Yep.
You know, I think I'm going to take it. I think I'm going to take the cop out.
All right.
Black Widow.
Cool.
Again, says, he keeps saying cool like it's going to be like, nope, there's not going to be any women dressed as Black Widow.
No.
Jeez. All right. It is your turn.
All right. So let's see. Jean Grey.
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey. Why not?
That sequel to the smash. You gotta play some Marvel music. Equal. This one's for the true fans with Hulk hands. Damn right it is. Flying, dining,
saving you all in the city. That's I love that song. You know what, fans? I've had that song stuck in my head for the last month or so.
It is by Screen Team. Look them up on YouTube. They are some cosplayers, and they do a lot of great songs.
They're
and there's
amazing.
Actually some nerd songs on there. Great. Look up their Nerds in Love song. Talk Nerdy to Me. Fantastic.
Great, great song.
All right, so I'm going next. Let's see. Do I want to go Avengers or do I want to go outside the Avengers? Nope. I'm going outside the Avengers universe. The Punisher.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
Stole a play out of Chris Knight's playbook.
Didn't even think about that.
And you've got a hard-on for him, too.
I do. He's awesome. Yeah. He's cool.
All right. You, sir. Your last one is... The last one from the Marvel universe.
I think I might drive. I may actually drive this into hard ground.
Oh God!
You bet. Silver Surfer.
Ooh, guys, use the hashtag Team Chris Knight or Team Richard on Twitter and download each card. Da-da-da-da. Okay, and we're gonna be posting the pictures of each cosplayer we find on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheBuzzKillMagazine. I got one pick left,
right? Right.
Do I go Avengers or do I go back to Guardians? Because that's kind of the hot thing right now. That really is the hot thing.
I agree.
Oh, let's see. Well, I could go Hawkeye.
That would be awesome.
But again, it's kind of simple. I love how you're just like, that'll be great. That'll be gee golly swell, dude.
There is one character you haven't thought about. One character that you haven't thought about at all.
Thor's way too easy, and I'm staying away from that.
Not even Thor. Not even Thor, man. That's not even who I'm thinking about.
I am going to go with, you know what? I'm going to pull two women from the Marvel Universe.
Two? Okay.
Gamora.
Cool. And?
I have Black Widow already on my list.
Oh, yeah, Gamora. Okay. All right.
Yep. That's my choices. Yeah. Who is the one that not being thought of?
Loki.
Oh, Loki's going to be, yeah.
Yeah. Loki's going to be running rampant.
All right. We are now moving to DC. We're going to do a coin toss again.
All right.
All right. Call it in the air.
Okay.
Heads or tails? First pick for DC.
Heads.
It is heads.
Awesome.
You have won two picks in a row. All right. Go ahead.
I'm good. DC?
DC.
All right, for DC, John Constantine.
Wow, not even where I thought he would start out with that. Not even where he'd start out with
Booyah,
that. Booyah,
there you are. John Constantine.
Oh, for anybody who doesn't know, that's the guy who... Wait, no. I almost just confused Constantine with Van Helsing. Both were terrible movies, though.
The movies were
terrible.
Yeah,
the movies are terrible.
Good, though.
Let's see, I'm going DC, right?
Yep, DC.
Oh, God. There's so many crap characters at times, too, that could be done. I guess I'm going to pull the easy card. And I'm going to... Well, no, I'm going to make mine a specific easy card.
Okay, go for it.
Adam West is Batman. Specifically, Adam West is Batman.
It's got to be Adam West.
Yeah.
It has to be Adam West.
It's got to be a man in the Batman 66 costume.
Done.
Adam... And the only reason I say that, kids, is because Adam West is there. So that's kind of a cop-out. All right, go ahead.
All right, let's see. We're on DC, right?
We're on DC.
I said Constantine already.
You said Constantine, sir.
Already. All right.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Do you?
I hope to God I do.
All right. My next character for DC. All right, I'm going to go specific on this one.
All right, go specific.
The Red Sun Superman.
The Red Sun Superman.
This is Superman with the actual with the Russian half moon and
Oh, I know which one that is. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Red Sun, Superman.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to take a cop out because I want to win this fucker. Harley Quinn.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Suck on that. Yep, that's right. I took the easy way out and chose Harley Quinn. Not just anyone dressed as Harley Quinn. Go for it.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I must say that I'm pretty much damning myself with the stuff I'm doing.
That comes from the guy who used the Adam West Batman. That's going to happen.
Be easy
that's going to happen.
Yeah, somebody's going to be out there.
Go ahead.
Okay. Burt Ward's Robin.
No, he took a cop out. Oh, God.
Hey, Robin was one of my favorite characters when I was growing up.
Robin.
Love that guy.
Okay. I'm going to go really difficult. I'm going to go something specific since you did something specific.
More difficult than the Red Sun Superman?
Well, not really, but I think it could happen. I mean, it's more or less likely to happen.
Okay.
I am going steampunk Wonder Woman.
Okay. Wow. Good luck. You know what, though?
To hit that than I think that you are the Red Sun Superman.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
By the way, Mute Ralph's looking at you like, what the hell kind of pick was that? I mean, just looking at you with a look that I've never seen him give before.
I'm in some ways I'm kind of challenging people too. I'd love to see somebody dressed up in the Red Sun Superman outfit.
Wait, hold on a second. Mute Ralph has handed me a message.
Okay.
He says he has a message for you for Red Sun Superman.
What is? Which is? He never likes anything I say.
He doesn't like anything anyone says.
Yeah, I know.
All right, go ahead. Your next pick.
My next pick? Let's see. Well, let's make it easy. Let's do The Flash.
The Flash.
The Flash.
Any incarnation of The Flash.
Any incarnation of The Flash.
Well, kids, I'm going to also take a cop out.
All right.
Joker.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
I'm surprised you didn't pick that.
Joker? Nah.
Well, I mean, you're wanting to win. That's the whole point of this, is you want to win.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but, you know.
There's still three other categories. And apparently my phone's on. That's awesome, folks. For anybody who does not know, my ringtone is from Clerks 2.
Cool. All
right, go ahead.
Next one, Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason why I'm saying Green Lantern.
That's going to happen. Okay, so I am going... You know what? Here, I'm going to piss you off.
All right, go for it.
Pandora.
That's awesome. I'm sure somebody out there...
If you look at our list, no women except for Jean Grey, almost all women.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Holy crap. All right, and I'm going Pandora. From the comic books. Amazing. All right.
Yeah, Pandora's.
All right, so the miscellaneous category is next, and the miscellaneous category can be anything that's not in any of the other columns, so there will be no Marvel in this column, no DC, no Doctor Who, no Star Wars.
Got it.
All right, heads or tails?
Tails.
The coin is across the room.
Yes, across the room, people.
I finally get a pick first.
All right. Woo-hoo! Go for it.
Miracles happen every day.
You had that queued up for a second.
You talked me around.
Oh, man.
All right. So if we're going to go completely outside the realm here, we're going, Cheryl Tunt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
From the Archer series, if anyone does not know who that is. All right, your turn.
RoboCop.
Holy crap. Well,
out there will do RoboCop. It'll happen. We'll run into RoboCop. I really think we will.
The miscellaneous category is going to be a lot more fun than I expected. Mothra.
Mothra. Wait, I don't know how you can do Mothra. Okay.
Oh, you can do Mothra.
All right.
Someone will cosplay as Mothra.
Okay.
All right. You're next.
Next. Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla. Oh.
Not Godzilla, but Mechagodzilla.
Which a suit was shown on Comic Book Men on AMC, so I know we know it's possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I am going to go Okay, normally in bingo, they give you a free space. In our game, not going to happen. I am going to choose... Oh, boy. There are so many things out there right now. I am going to go with Rainbow Dash.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rainbow Dash.
I've never seen someone so happy about the opponent's choices in a game before. That's awesome.
Okay, look, it's nerdy. I think it's great. It's nerdy. It's great.
We're seeing where our mindsets are, kids. I mean, seriously, in the nerd realm, we're seeing where our mindsets are.
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead. You are next, sir.
Wow.
Yes, I said.
Vampirella.
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 I could see that one.
I can, too. That's the reason why I said Vampirella.
All right. Two left in the miscellaneous category. I am going to choose. Oh, do I have to give a specific character if I choose Ghostbusters, or do I just say the Ghostbusters?
Because
usually if you get one, you get all four.
I'll be honest with you. When it comes to specific Ghostbusters, I think you just have to kind of
guess names. The ones in Kansas City that had their own names on the.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm going Ghostbusters.
Ghostbuster. That would work.
Because that would be amazing. All right.
Right.
And finally, your next pick.
My next pick.
In the miscellaneous category,
sir. Miscellaneous category. Gosh.
I just want you to know at this moment something has not been chosen from the nerd realm yet. Big.
Captain Malcolm Reynolds.
That is not. Oh, yeah, that is miscellaneous. Oh, crap. I forgot Firefly.
Yeah. and Nathan Fillion counts.
Yeah, no. I was like, oh, we have a category. Oh, crap. No, we don't. I forgot Firefly. Son of a bitch. Well, I guess if we're going on the Firefly realm, I'm going Wash.
Wash? Okay.
All right. And you are next.
I am next?
You're next.
I am
Final
next.
Pick in the miscellaneous category. Final pick.
Final pick. Man. You know what?
What?
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
Guarantee you someone out there will be Optimus Prime.
I feel like we may have just pissed off every fucking Star Trek fan ever. It's like they didn't even choose anyone from our show.
Oh,
what
wow.
What the hell? Yeah, we didn't. We did not
we
choose.
We really didn't, did we?
But you know what? We know it'll happen.
Yep.
And we'll post the pictures of Star Wars cosplay. Let's run down who we have in the Marvel category. Chris Knight has Iron Man, Wolverine, Spider-Man, Jean Grey, and the Silver Surfer. In the DC category, he has Constantine, Red Sun Superman, Burt Ward's Robin, The Flash, and the Green Lantern. And in the miscellaneous, he has RoboCop, Mechagodzilla, Vampirella, Malcolm Reynolds, and Optimus Prime.
Yep, absolutely.
This is the nerdiest game we've ever done.
I know.
I can't wait to see how it goes over. You know what? Just for the sake of it, we may print off like a few more cards for others to play, like team. You guys can play along too. And my card... From the Marvel Universe, Captain America, Star-Lord, Black Widow, The Punisher, and Gamora.
Yeah.
From DC, Adam West's Batman, Harley Quinn, Steampunk Wonder Woman, The Joker, and Pandora. In the miscellaneous category, Shell Tut from Archer. Mothra, Rainbow Dash, and Ghostbuster, and Wash from Firefly. All right, so the next category is Doctor Who.
Oh, right. Doctor
this
Who.
This should be fun.
This should be fun.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Call it in the air, sir.
Tails.
It is Tails. You get first pick.
Oh, right.
That'd be the only thing he gets to pick first.
Wow. Doctor Who. Cyberman.
A Cyberman.
A Cyberman. I think there will be a Cyberman out there. Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go with the easiest one of the list. Because Matt Smith's going to be there, I'm picking the 11th Doctor. Yep, that just happened. I already will have it. That's my free space, kids. All right, your turn.
Oh gosh,
the Doctor Whoniverse is huge.
I know, that's the problem.
Yes, kids. I'm drinking a Pepsi. PepsiCo. If you would like to sponsor this show, send me an email, richard@tbkmagazine.com. And just pay me in Pepsi for the rest of my life.
And you know, the sick thing is, I can't remember some of these characters. I'm going to go with Rose Tyler.
Yes, because Billy Piper is going to be at Fan Expo Dallas. Do not forget, you can join us at Fan Expo Dallas Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $89 for a 3-day pass, $25 for Friday, $50 for Saturday, $40 for Sunday. I should get paid for this.
I agree.
I'm going Doctor Who next as well, and because this again is going to be the easiest answer and another free space for me, Dalek.
Well, yeah.
All right. Yeah. You're next.
Christopher Eccleston's Doctor.
The Ninth Doctor.
You bet.
Not really hard to do. All you got to do is put on a leather jacket.
Hey, man, someone out there is going to be wearing a leather jacket. And that's
Let's see. Where can I go from here? You know, I'm going to say Missy, which I know a lot of people are like, eh? You haven't seen season 12.
My dog?
Or no, season 8. Season 8, series 8 of the 12th Doctor, with the 12th Doctor, Missy is actually the Master. So I'm picking Missy. It's kind of a new one. We'll see what happens there.
Cool. Missy.
Missy.
Not my dog.
A lot of steampunk in that one as well. All right, so you're next.
Next. Let's see.
Oh,
I got one. I got one. I got one. I got one. The Angel.
Damn it. Ah, crap. The Weeping Angels.
The Weeping Angels, yes.
Well, because I'm going to be an asshole again, I'm taking the 10th Doctor. I am just getting free squares all the way down my Doctor Who board. Because I can guarantee there'll be someone dressed as all the Doctors. Gary.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead. Final pick.
Fourth Doctor. Tom Baker.
Oh, the Fourth Doctor. And that's because you talked about dressing like that yourself. Wait, does that count if you dress like yourself? And then
I think so, yeah.
I should have picked Captain Fanboy.
Captain who?
Fanboy. Did I say not so marvelous fanboy? The not so marvelous fanboy.
Yep.
Who's going to be wearing Jane's hat, carrying a sonic screwdriver, having a My Little Pony t-shirt on, and wearing a cape. That's Fourth Doctor for you and for me, because Sylvester McCoy is going to be there. The Seventh Doctor.
The Doctor.
Yep. Yeah. The one who looks like the Riddler. Love that. All right. We have now come to the final category. Star Wars. Okay.
All right.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
It is heads.
All right. Go for
it. I get first pick. Darth fucking Vader.
Darth Vader. Ah, hey, that's awesome.
I have just...
Yeah, there's a Lord Vader out there. Lord Vader's awesome.
There's always a Vader at con.
Yeah.
All right, Vader, it is your turn.
Boba Fett.
Of course. Because every woman ever, for some reason, has a thing for Boba Fett. If you can tell me why, send me an email. I swear to God, I just want to know. That's all I want to know in life. Slave Leia.
Well, yeah.
Because Carrie Fisher is going to be there. And plus, I just want to take a picture with a girl dressed in the Slave Leia costume.
I agree.
That's because I'm lonely, everybody. My email is richardpruitt@tvkmagazine.com. I'm single. I'm eligible. I love long walks on the beach.
Oh, my God. This is a show, not a dating site, dude.
It could be worse. All right, go ahead.
Biker Scout from Return of the Jedi.
Say that one more time.
A biker scout from The Return of Jedi.
Well, we're going to make this easier again. I'm just going to take another free space. Stormtrooper.
Right. Stormtrooper. Yeah. Biker scout's a stormtrooper, really, in biker scout clothing.
But you said, I know, specific.
I said biker scout, and that's exactly what I meant.
It's kind of like saying, you could have said Wonder Woman. I say steampunk Wonder Woman. It's a completely different thing.
Right.
All right. Next pick for you.
Let's see. C-3PO.
Going for a C-3PO.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, if anyone dresses as Jar Jar Binks, I just want to give them a hug. All right, so I am not choosing Jar Jar Binks on my list. No. Han Solo.
I agree.
Yeah, that's going to be a... All right. And your next pick, please.
Jar Jar Binks.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God. If you meet someone dressed as Jar Jar, will you seriously come find me so I can give them a hug?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Yes, I will.
Wow, Jar Jar Binks. My final pick, ladies and gentlemen, because I feel like, again, simple as shit, Chewbacca.
Chewie!
And I'm writing Chewie because
what a Wookiee.
I do not want to spell Chewbacca. And your final pick in the bingo boards.
The Emperor.
Oh.
The Emperor. Emperor Palpatine himself.
All right, so this is what we're doing, guys. It is cosplay bingo. We will do, and we'll come up with a third one.
Okay.
While we're out of the show, while we're waiting around. We'll come up with a third one. that the fans could have. So we'll face the fans as well.
Okay, that works.
There we go.
Yeah,
we'll
that's awesome.
Ones that we did not do, and trust me, Captain Kirk will be on that one. All right.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be. He's got to be.
Because I feel like they just set their phasers to kill.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we'll be right back with more of the Buzzkill Lives Fan Expo Dallas Preview number 2. Remember to print these off. Join us in the game. Who will win? Will it be Chris Knight or myself? Chances are, it'll be me.
I doubt it.
Well, you shouldn't doubt that. You want me to tell you something? It is predicted in Star Wars Episode 1 that I will bring balance to the Force. Are you looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? Then look no further than the Craving Humor Store. We have everything you've ever wanted and then some. That's www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor. All right, so last night in our Batman edition of the Buzzkill Live, devoted to everything Batman 66, go back and listen to it if you have not yet. That show is epic. And I should say not last night, but earlier today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, two shows in one day. That's right. We doubled up. What are you doing with your life? What? All right, so, yeah, I just did the whole gesture
thing.
Yeah,
I can't believe you did that.
What? If I had drumsticks, I would just drop them right now. All right. So, here we go. We're going to do the same thing with the four things we've talked about today. We're going to start off with, say it in Japanese, please.
Godzilla.
So we're going to start off with Godzilla. And what would happen if Godzilla took on and met his match in the Incredible Hulk? What would happen? Would that fight be epic? Yes.
It would be a very, very epic fight. And I would feel very, very sorry for whatever town hosted that one.
For the sake of the argument, please be Eldorado Springs. Please be Eldorado Springs.
Well, I mean, think about this for a minute. Okay, let's look at the background of both of these creatures. First of all, you got the Hulk. Gamma radiation. Every time he gets
scientist,
the angrier he gets, the more powerful he gets.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, he's pretty awesome. Then you got Godzilla, nuclear born, huge monster.
Eats radiation like it's breakfast.
Exactly. So these are, I believe in all honesty that this would be the example of an unstoppable,
the irresistible force meets the immovable object. All we need is Gorilla Monsoon.
Exactly.
Seriously. Oh my God! A wrestling reference today, kids. Yay!
I mean, seriously. Let's think about this for a minute. I mean, punch after punch. I think they would probably tire out before someone actually won.
I thought about this because it's like. Okay, so you got Godzilla who eats radiation. I think if, you know, he makes Hulk bleed, that could mean that he could soak in more radiation and make himself stronger.
I agree with that. Yeah.
But that again is kind of a stretch. I don't know. I do not know. I you know what?
What?
You know who I think loses?
Who do you think loses?
The city it's fought in.
Yeah, there wouldn't be much left, would there?
The people of the city. That's it. That is only thing that happens. The people of the city. I think the Hulk would change back to Bruce Banner before it even got that far.
Think so?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I think Godzilla would probably get bored at the end of that battle.
No, I could see that too.
How many times have you actually seen him we've seen him kick ass and take names, you know. But there are times when he just kind of looks around and says, you know what, I'm done. Walk away.
So technically what this would be, kids, is the equivalent of Hulk Hogan meets Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3 in the Pontiac Silverdome. Because honestly, you wouldn't know who was going to win going into it.
It's true.
You would hope for one over the other, and I'm going to assume if you're from Tokyo, you're rooting for the fucking Hulk.
Yeah.
As I've got an assumption that, you know what?
What?
I wonder.
Right on the side of the air with a right, and another one. Still hasn't broken a hole. The third one did. And another one.
I love Newt Rowell.
And the champion.
I love that guy.
With everything he's got.
He finally broke the hole.
That is the his actual commentary from the Hulk and Andre match at
WrestleMania 3. Champion hurting his head.
It would be. It's the Incredible Hulk versus Godzilla.
It's a champion off the ropes.
Oh, oh my God. You're my hero.
But you know, you're right. I mean, I think I would definitely feel sorry for downtown Tokyo or wherever this battle ends up being. I mean, but yeah, I think it's kind of a cool. Ultimately, in the end, though, on the end game, would there be a winner? And if so, who do you think it would be and why? I can tell you
the people that are filming that on their cell phones.
Absolutely,
that would be the winner.
I think Godzilla's got the upper hand. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, my God. Really?
I do. I think he's got the upper hand. And most people will probably totally disagree with me, but this is my opinion, and I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Well, that's debatable.
I am.
That's debatable. Go ahead.
Godzilla, we all know that Godzilla's strength is within his nuclear breath. Now, we all know that the Hulk would just drink the nuclear breath down and just make him even angrier.
Yep.
Okay. The only way that Godzilla could actually take the Hulk down is getting him into the ocean and drowning him. I seriously believe that there's no coming back from that for him.
I can see that.
And I mean, we're talking about the monster gets a hold on him and takes him deep, really freaking deep in the ocean. So deep, there is just no coming back from it.
So you think that's he would kill him underwater?
I think that's exactly what would happen.
I don't think it would ever get to water.
You don't think so?
I don't think it would.
All right.
I think the fight ends up on land, both give up.
They just walk away?
Yeah,
from it?
I think they both just walk away.
I can see that. I can see that.
I think both of them just get tired enough and just say, Hulk turns back into Bruce Banner and Godzilla just goes back into the ocean.
Yeah, I can see
that. To fight another day or destroy Tokyo. And either one of them could destroy they could gladly destroy that city that they are in for that given moment.
Absolutely.
Again, though, God, I feel sorry for the people in those towns.
All right.
So I guess that wraps up that topic.
Okay.
This ought to be fun. So My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. There is a character on there by the name of Pinkie Pie. And if you've not seen Pinkie Pie, you know what type of person she is.
One of my all-time favorite ponies. Love that chick.
However, I think there's something just a little different and a little wrong with Pinkie Pie.
Okay, and explain yourself, sir. Explain.
I think she's a very happy pony. When I mean happy, I mean really happy.
Like, do you mean like high on life or high on something else?
I think just high on something else. Uh-huh. I think she has gotten into the pot brownies, maybe mixed around some LSD, desserts. I mean, I'm not really sure what she's exactly on.
All you have to do is take a cup of flour, add it to the mix. Now just take a little something sweet, not sour, a bit of salt, just a pinch.
Drug addict.
Making these treats is such
a cinch.
Add a teaspoon of vanilla. Add a little more and you count to four and you never get your fill up. Cupcakes, so sweet and tasty. Cupcakes,
don't be too hasty. I think there's something in her cupcakes.
I like that song. That's good.
I do too. I think there's something in her cupcakes.
You think there's something? Okay, so are you saying, now here's the question, is she dealing or just buying?
Oh, I think she is just buying. I think she's using. I think she.
Okay, so who in the pony world?
Rarity.
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 That makes sense.
Rare. In all honesty, if someone's going to be selling drugs in the pony universe in what is it? What's the name of the place they are? Equestria?
Equestria.
It is going to be Rarity.
Rarity.
Yes.
She's got the money. She can do it.
I'm a terrible person.
I'm a terrible person.
I have really started this.
I hope this doesn't get us banned from Fan Expo.
No, it will not get us banned from Fan Expo. We're discussing a character on a cartoon.
I know. But you know how many... Oh, man.
We had a discussion a few months ago, almost over a year ago now, where did Applejack make moonshine? Okay?
That's totally different.
We said it made Buttershy become a flutter slut.
I know that. And if there are any bronies listening to this and we go to there, they look at us and go, you guys are the ones who are like, you know, and we get our tails kicked by some bronies.
Look, that's going to happen anyway.
That's the dream. First off, that's going to rock. And the second thing is,
I got beat up by a person dressed as fucking Fluttershy. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
So what is your reasoning behind the fact that Pinkie Pie is
so happy all the fucking time? Like, that girl can party nonstop, and the only people who party nonstop are ravers, and what do ravers do? Trip acid. Thank you.
So,
God, good night, Canada.
You know the worst thing about it is I'd hate to see her on a down, on a down,
oh, God.
On a coming off that. Seriously, do you know what she would be like?
Hey, could you not see Pinkie Pie depressed?
Oh, God.
It would be the end of the world.
Equestria would not be the same.
Equestria would not be the same.
Equestria would not be the same.
I mean, I guess she could be drunk all the time on the moonshine that Applejack is making,
oh, no,
but still.
Her happiness is not drunken
happiness. No, it's not drunken
happiness. Her happiness is speed. I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying, man? Fast.
Well, there's that. She could just be high on life.
That's true.
I mean, there are some really happy, shiny people out there. Yeah. Tomorrow's episode, shiny tight pants.
Yeah, but you know, but you know the weird thing about it is you can't take happiness and crush it up and sort it up your nose unless you
or
can.
Inject it
or you
or take it in pill form. I mean, you know that,
right?
It's all right.
Exactly.
God. Let's move on from Pinkie Pie's drug habits.
Oh, it's horrible.
You're going to see Pinkie Pie on an episode of Intervention on A&E.
I am
Twilight Sparkle, and I am here to tell you, Pinkie Pie, we don't like who you're becoming. I'm going to hell.
Wait. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Just one more thing about Pinkie Pie. Pinkie Pie is the baker. Am I correct on this?
Yes, Pinkie Pie is the baker.
How do we know she's not slipping anything into these cupcakes?
That would explain a lot of shit.
I really do. They are
way too happy as a group.
I agree.
But that also, I mean, liquor also can do that too, so.
I agree.
The only thing that doesn't make any sense to me is, why does Spike talk? All right, so. our next one. Okay, so we're going to move from the realm of humor to the realm of, all right, let's actually have a discussion. Because seriously, folks, you can't really do much with two awesome characters such as My Little Pony characters and Godzilla.
That's very true.
But we are going to talk something that is kind of interesting. We're going to talk Ghostbusters next.
Okay. I love Ghostbusters.
One of the things about the Ghostbusters movie is there's a certain part to that movie that just makes that movie even a little bit more special, and that's a theme song. And that theme song was the number one song when I was born, by the way. And that theme song, very iconic.
Yes, yes.
You hear that song, you automatically know. Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Without a doubt. Where does this song rank among the all-time movies?
That's a good question. And, I mean, think of all the iconic music that's come out for different movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think Ghostbusters is pretty much number one. I can't think of any other song that stands out in my mind.
Oh, it's up there.
More than anything.
It's definitely up there.
I mean, the only other song that gets me is, that I you know recognize immediately is Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Ooh, the Footloose.
The original.
Ugh.
The original. And then Danger Zone.
I do believe that Footloose may get added to the Road Trip flight music now because I forgot about that song. Gotta cut loose, foot loose, kick off my Sunday shoes.
Danger Zone by
Danger Zone!
Again by
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins, Top Gun.
Wait a minute, I'm seeing a theme here.
Yeah, I know. That's surprising.
What is this? I'm All Right from Caddyshack.
I am, yeah.
I'm All Right.
Ghostbusters is the one that it gets played. You immediately know what it is. You hear that opening riff, and it's kind of like, boom, we know who this is. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know what's coming.
Absolutely.
Like, when you hear that, you're just like, it's freaking Ghostbusters.
And it's a happy, fun song.
Oh, no shit.
It is a fun song to listen to.
I think there's two others that could work, and that's the song from Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
I've had the time of my life, yeah. And I owe it all to you. Dirty bit. the song at the end of The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Don't You Forget About Me.
Yeah.
Or Forget About Me or Forget, Don't You?
Don't
I think it's Don't You,
you
but... Forget About Me. There's that song.
Iconic
movie music. It's really, my heart will go on.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's got to be put on the list, even though I hate Celine Dion.
That song, yeah, that song is also iconic for
that song's thing. Like nails getting scratched across a chalkboard. If you want to kill yourself, everybody, go look up Celine Dion singing Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
Oh.
That'll change your life. Man, if you weren't a drinker, you'll be an alcoholic within 3 minutes. If you didn't do drugs, chances are you're going to be in the emergency room to an OD.
That will make you want to seek out a needle.
Seriously. If you listen to that song, please seek help from your psychiatrist. Not your physician, your psychiatrist, because you're going to need all the Zantac you can get.
Or contact Pinkie Pie in Equestria.
Yes! She's got the hookup. Can I get a what? All right. So.
Or maybe talk to Applejack. You never know what you're going to get.
Or the Duke Boys. Shine Runners.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. But yeah, no, I mean, the Ghostbusters theme, so good. The Star Wars music, I think, would be in this.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it could be put in the same category.
The theme
to Vacation.
Holiday Road.
That could be up there. But I don't know if any of them stands out as much as Ghostbusters.
I think here's the thing about all this other music you're talking about. You know, Ghostbusters is when it comes on, it's automatic.
I think the others are too, though. I think for most people, they'll hear that and go, okay, now I think Danger Zone, I think Archer. But
it's
not even Top Gun anymore. It's like,
it's Archer.
Danger Zone! That's after that. I'm not sure. What's another one? There aren't many. I mean,
I had one in my head, and I've just completely forgot it. Weird Science.
Weird Science is a great song, but I don't know if it's as iconic as Ghostbusters or any of the other ones.
Agreed.
I love the song.
I do too. I'm sitting here trying to think. I'm thinking of. By the way,
ladies and gentlemen, if you start hearing "Kiss from a Rose" in your head right now, you can tell you're a fan of Batman. Go ahead.
By the way, I do want to say this. My niece is a Ghostbusters fan, and she was born in 2000, and we introduced her to Ghostbusters, and she fell in love with the movie
because it's that. That movie, and including the new cast, which let's discuss that real quick. We haven't talked about that. How do you feel about the new cast or Ghostbusters?
I think the new cast is going to be great.
For any of you who do not know, they are redoing the Ghost. Well, I don't know if it's redo or a third one. I really haven't found that out 100%.
No, but the writer, the person who's writing it, and the it's an all female cast.
It is an all female cast,
and we're really just looking forward to it.
This movie looks great. Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones, and I guess Cecily Strong has been added to the IMDb page, which four of them SNL alums.
Yep.
Or alums or currently on.
Right.
Kristen Wiig, an SNL alum, probably one of the best females since Gilda Radner to go through SNL.
Didn't you say she got when she didn't she become head writer for a little
I
bit?
I think she became head writer for
she
a
became
season.
Head writer. That's awesome.
Also, Cecily Strong is part of Weekend Update. She's funny. She is a very funny woman. She also hosted the Correspondents' Dinner at the White House this year.
Really?
Kate McKinnon does the best Justin fucking Bieber impression I have ever seen in my life. The woman is hilarious. And Leslie Jones just got added to the cast, and she is really funny too. So I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like when you look at the original Ghostbusters, it's four people who were just funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Aykroyd, it's Murray, it's Harold Ramis, and to a lesser extent Ernie Hudson, who wasn't really known for comedy, but he was really funny in that movie.
Yeah, he was, and he was a perfect dad for that cast too. Honestly,
I'm looking at this like, this is the perfect choice. In all honesty, I don't think there's a group of guys that could have done this.
I don't think
there's a group of guys that's as good as the group of women they have picked for this movie.
And didn't you say that Dan Aykroyd has already given his two thumbs up?
Yeah.
Something that he was really proud of it?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd's in.
Because this is – and for those of us who are Ghostbusters fans, we cannot forget that this was a love child of Aykroyd and
– Ramis.
And Ramis. And – you know, they took that property to heart big time. So this is amazing that we're seeing this again, and that this is the reins have been handed over.
For anybody who wants to know who's writing this movie, it is the same guy who I do believe wrote Bridesmaids.
Yep.
No, he wrote He wrote a lot of. He wrote Freaks and Geeks. I'll give you that.
He wrote Freaks and Geeks. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the writer's name?
His name is Paul Feig. He also played, for any of you who were fans of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, he played Mr. Eugene Poole.
Really?
There's a show for it. He was the teacher.
Wow.
It's Paul Feig and, I'm probably mispronouncing that, Feig. I don't know what's going on.
Sorry.
All right, so yeah, there's cats everywhere. Krista has become the crazy cat lady here, folks, and I have to have my cat deterrent weapon of choice, which just happens to be a used spray bottle. So I saw the look like he's... I saw the look not in the same context as the Roxette song, but I saw the look like he was pissed. So
I'm sorry, folks. Sorry.
I didn't know what was going on. I've lost my train of thought. Dear God, what has just happened?
We were talking about Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we were talking about... Okay, go back to... And Kate Dippold probably also mispronounced the hell out of that. a writer for The Heat and Parks and Rec and a few episodes of Mad TV.
Well, this I'll tell you what, man. I'm looking forward to
I'm
this
excited
new,
for the new Ghostbusters movie.
I am too. I,
but
I really am.
The theme, most iconic theme maybe in movie history? Are we visually
yeah, that's
that
exactly
okay.
what I think. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
One more topic to go, and then we're going to leave you until we get shiny
yep.
Captain Tie Pants. And that's... and that is...
if you guys haven't figured it out yet,
tomorrow's
we're doing a Firefly show.
Tomorrow's episode, if you don't listen, you're going to a special kind of hell.
A special
kind of hell.
Yeah.
We will sick a woman named River on you.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, this woman's a badass, and I almost just said River Song.
And
damn,
it's not,
Dr.
Yeah, it's
Dr.
definitely
Who.
Not River Song. No.
But she is also a badass that could kick your ass. Yeah. Okay. So coming up. Okay, so the last question. So Tom Kitty, we discussed this earlier. Where does Rocco Modern Life fit mm-hmm. in the lore of Nicktoonum? Where is it in its place in Nicktoonum? All right, there's a few Nicktoons. There's always Nicktoons. Nickelodeon's
right.
always going to produce cartoons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But there's only a few cartoons that I feel like are even in the upper echelon of the Nicktoon realm.
Okay.
Fairly Odd Parents is one of them because it's gone on for years. SpongeBob SquarePants, which is probably, honest to God, Nickelodeon's most... I think it's the longest running, and it's also probably the most famous.
Yeah, I believe it is too, yeah.
It's two full-length feature movies.
Yep. Actually, it's three now. Then,
two. The first one would have been the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, and then this one's the live-action movie.
Okay.
Very rare that they do that.
Right.
I would say Rugrats, I think, had three. Rugrats in Paris, and Rugrats in the Wild Thornberries.
Yep.
The Wild Thornberries, Doug. By the way, what the fuck was in the water in Bluffington?
I have no
Everyone
idea.
Everyone was a different color but Doug's family.
I
Everybody.
Don't know.
Fuck.
I hate to say it, but I never watched Doug.
Oh, my God. Well, this is kind of past the point. Doug was a boring cartoon, but seriously, what the fuck was in that damn water? The only good thing about Doug was when he became Quail Man.
Yes, Quail Man.
And the episode where they try to get him to bag the nematode, which gave me a chance. When someone told me, you want to go snipe hunting, I actually, when I first moved to Arkansas, someone gladly tried to get me to go snipe hunting. And I looked at them and goes, I'm not going to bag a nematode. I know what this is. So I did. When your parents told you that you would never learn anything from television, I want you to look at them next time and go, Richard did. Fuck you. and then the original three are Doug, Rugrats, and Ren and Stimpy.
Right.
Ren and Stimpy.
I have forgotten about Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy's always going to be number one. I don't think there's going to be another Nicktoon that come close. I think Rocco's too.
Yeah.
I think Rocco's become such a cult favorite now with its fans, and it's a different time.
Oh, yeah.
That cartoon came on in, like, 94, 95, and it just lasts. Like, all the episodes now are on Amazon Prime. It's a fantastic show. Do not forget it. Don't sleep on it. But then there's Invader Zim, which has become a very huge cult classic.
Yeah, people love it.
Tell them your story with the Zim. I think you should tell it. Go ahead.
I watched Invader Zim, and part of the reason why I watched it was one of my favorite actors, who was Kids in the Hall, Tom McDonald.
Kevin McDonald.
Or Kevin McDonald. God, I don't know what it's. Kevin McDonald. I can't even. Kevin McDonald.
Kevin McDonald.
Thank you. Kevin McDonald, one of my favorites, was writing this. And I thought I had to give it a shot. And I got through three episodes, and for some reason I could just never, ever grasp on. It didn't catch me like I hoped it would. I'm not taking anything away from the cartoon. I know people love it. I know there's a reason why. I just could not get into it myself. It just wasn't one of those things that I
Mute Ralph, you know, is raising his hand.
What's up? Yeah, screw you too, Mute Ralph. Screw you too. Seriously?
Mute Ralph is my hero. My fucking hero. The show's good. But it's in the Nicktoon realm, it is a cult. It is a cult classic. But I don't know. I think the top five would be SpongeBob, in no order. But it would be SpongeBob, Rocco, Ren and Stimpy. God, I don't know about Rugrats, I guess, because they were on fucking forever.
Yeah, they were.
And then they did the All Grown Up series.
Yep.
That show went on forever.
Yeah, it never stopped.
Something tells me that there are still unaired episodes of that show sitting in Nickelodeon Studios.
It would not surprise me one bit.
Dear God, that show went on forever. Cat Dog. Tom Kenny was also part of Cat Dog.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you remember that one, that is the cat and dog joined together.
One of the weirdest cartoons, I thought.
One of the most fun cartoons, though.
Yes.
Which Winslow, definitely, the mouse, got his own show on Cartoon Network. Camp
really?
Winslow.
Camp Winslow. Ah, yeah.
That is also from... Okay, that's Cat Dog.
Really?
That's a spinoff of Cat Dog.
Yeah, I did not know.
Yeah. Tom Kenny did the voice of dog for anybody. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where Tom Kenny was part of three of the most iconic Nicktoons in the history of the run.
Yeah.
Cat Dog, Rocco, and SpongeBob. He's got to be in the top... He's got to at least have three spots in the top 10.
Yeah.
Two in the top 5.
That's true.
And I mean, if you're looking at it from that point of view, it's... I know SpongeBob, Ren and Stimpy, and Rocco are the top 3. So just... it depends on how you order it. And if you're a fan of As Told by Ginger, get the fuck out. Just get the fuck out.
As Told by Ginger. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, As Told by Ginger was a Nicktoon in 2000, 2001.
I guess it didn't last long?
No. Oh, Hey Arnold. Forgot about Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold had a movie too, which is what Stewie Griffin grows up to be. Telling you now. But guys, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Buzzkill Lives Fan Expo Dallas Preview number 2. Join us this weekend in Dallas, Texas for Fan Expo Dallas at the Dallas Convention Center in downtown Dallas, Texas. We promise you there will be no one on the grassy knoll. It is going to be fun with people of the nerd realm. Come out, enjoy yourself. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can get a 3-day pass right now online, fanexpodallas.com. Or you can come there the day of at the box office and get a day ticket, $25 for Friday, $50 for Saturday, $40 for Sunday. Meet some amazing celebrities, meet some amazing cosplayers, watch some cool stuff. The 3 days of con, if you're going on Friday, they're showing Ghostbusters. On Saturday, they're showing a Robert Rodriguez film, and I cannot think of the fucking name of it. So for the sake of the argument, it's something by Robert Rodriguez. And Sunday they're showing The Crow.
And tonight, if you make
at Alamo Draft House Theater, the Alamo Draft House Movie Theater, they're showing Godzilla.
Godzilla. They're showing Godzilla.
So, guys, we are wrapping this up. We will be back tomorrow with Firefly edition of this show. Oh, boy. Because I'm going to tell you now, it's going to be shiny.
It's going to be very shiny.
All right. We're going to be back with Firefly, and then Friday, our Nerd Debate edition. And then all weekend long, follow us on our Facebook page, MySpace. God. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I will have the Instagram handle by tomorrow's episode, I promise you. And
soon.
No.
Okay.
You can also download our shows on iTunes if you would like. Just search The Buzzkill Live. Guys, we'll be back tomorrow night. Same bat time, same bat channel. For Chris Knight. Oh, by the way, I just want you to know I never introduced you.
I know you didn't.
Alright, hold on. So joining me today.
That's a little late, dude.
Yeah, fuck it. Joining me today, so that way everyone knows who this is, if this is our first time listening. Joining me today is the... Gotta think of something good. See, now I put myself on the spot.
Yep.
And I'm trying
to think.
You
can't do it now, can you?
No, I can.
Uh-huh.
Joining me today is the Filbert Turtle to my Rocco, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Knight. And for Chris Knight, this is where we're saying goodbye. And for Chris Knight.
Goodbye. Have a good time. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
And we'll see you guys at Fan
we'll
Expo.
See you tomorrow.
I hope.
We'll
be here tomorrow.
All too. Right. We will. My name's Richard Pruitt. Tomorrow night, join us for the Firefly edition of Live. We are going to end the show just like we end every other show because we can't do anything different. Ladies and gentlemen, Torgo, take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.
Good as new.
Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco's Modern Life. Life.